Now, Richard Dean Martin, remember Cry Monster Cry? Well, wait till you hear what we have for you in a moment, in fairness. That's music from Cry Monster Cry, who's a band I love, as you know, Richie and Jamie Martin. That's called Lift for Two, which is a great song from Tides. Funny, I have Richie on the line. Richie, good morning.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
I'm awful good, my friend. I'm awful good. Listen, I need to check something with you. I saw that you're down as Richie Din Martins.
This is it.
Have you changed your name? Have you gone continental on me?
I've gone very continental. No, that's my full name, my full title.
You were right.
My grandfather was Din. My mother's from Donegal, and Din is the Irish for Dennis. So that's
right.
That's the new name. Yeah. So I'm releasing this new track under my own moniker for the first time.
Right. Now, does that mean anything to do with Cry Monster Cry and your lovely brother?
No, not at all. Do you know what, Marty? It just came about very organically. This is kind of the result of COVID and the pandemic and lockdown. Myself and Jamie, I think the last thing that we ever did before lockdown was we went in with ourselves. We just released our sophomore record, Tides.
Yes.
And I think that we were in with you maybe a day or two before the lockdown happened. And basically just what happened was myself and Jamie were separated. Jamie lives on one side of the city and I on the other, and we weren't able to work together. So I'm lucky enough that I just built a studio at home here before the lockdown. So I thought I'd put it to some use during the lockdown, and just started doing some stuff myself. And this track came about. This is the fruit of the labour.
So, listen, has he anything to do with this at all? Just for money purposes. Just, I need to check. Just to...
He's nothing to do with this. This is not this. He's out of this one for the time being.
He's out of this one for the time being. But there is still a Cry Monster Cry. That's the important thing to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're still going strong.
Yeah, because that's very, very important, because it's been such a strange time for everybody, and trying to, people say, oh, they're gone now. That's it now.
It's been such a weird time. You know, it's been really difficult. Especially for creatives, it's been impossible. You know, I was amazed at the start of this that there's no technology that exists that allows you to kind of work together, you know. There's no real time stuff that you see. So myself and Jamie, and plus the fact that songwriters, you kind of need to be in the room together, you know. It doesn't really work when you're staring on a screen. You need to be able to bounce ideas off each other. So it's been a strange time for everybody.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that, because people talk. The Eurovision is famous over the last quite a few years for having two and three, sometimes four people come together from all over Europe to write a song, and some Americans as well. And I've often wondered about, you know, somebody adds a line or somebody adds a tune. It must be very difficult to do that.
I know that some people are able to do it, but it's just not. We don't have the experience in doing it. It's not the way that we operate. We're very organic. We're very old school, you know. So
exactly. Yeah. And listen, what about now that we are in a different place? Are you out and about and gigging and all that? Carry on.
We were actually in the middle of our first sold out Irish tour when the pandemic hit, when Leo came down the steps and told us all to hunker down, you know. And it's a difficult thing to do, Marty. You know, like, it takes a lot of work to get to a stage where you're selling out an Irish tour.
Yes.
So it really felt like the rug had been pulled from underneath us. So it's great to be back and be doing the shows again.
But literally that was what happened to you, because you had been promoting and releasing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
When you've done that, you're building up a following, you're building up an audience, and the music is very radio friendly and people know it. And then suddenly, bang. And there's nothing you can do. You can do the streams at home, you can do all that, but it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing. And listen, we were all thrown in, you know, like, I'm not complaining, because obviously there's bigger things to worry about in the scheme of things, but you know, like, we were all thrown into this other world that none of us ever expected to be in, into this situation scenario that none of us knew how to cope with. So you know, every cloud has a silver lining, and we're just happy now that we're able to go back out tomorrow night and for the next few weeks and see everybody again and try to build that momentum again.
Do you have dates for the rest of the tour?
We don't have them rescheduled at the moment, but we're hoping to be out as soon as possible.
Ah, great. Well, that's very important. Well, now let's talk about this song, Learn to Live.
Great.
This is based, presumably, on what's happened. This is your...
This is based, exactly... Exactly, yeah. This song, as I was saying to you, it came about very organically. I was working down the studio, and I was lucky enough, it was in the second lockdown when, you know, I can't remember, we were allowed to have two or three people in the guard at one point, and then it went to one person and the whole thing. But I had two friends come over one night, and we were sitting out We have a fire pit around the back at the back garden here, and we were playing some songs. There are two musicians as well, and I played a song for them. They thought this was great. They really, really loved it. Yeah. And then I was lucky enough that one of them is a really good friend, Greg Kavanagh, and he asked if he could produce it. And I said, yeah, absolutely. That would be great, you know. It's always great to work with friends, and they're very high-caliber musicians. Yeah. And then the other friend, Declan Quinn, he's ex-Republic of Loose, so he helped as well. And it was great because it gave us something to do, you know, it gave us a little project, and we kind of got into it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was recording it at home. I would record the stuff and send it over to Greg. Greg would mix it. And then we were looking for different musicians, but we couldn't bring musicians in. And then one day I was at the front of the house, and this lady, a neighbour of mine, she came up and she said, oh, I'd just like to introduce you to Ben. Ben is a musician as well. It turned out that the guy she was introducing me to was a fella called Ben Castles, and he's very well known, Roy Castles' son.
Roy Castle, trumpet player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go away.
And Ben, he's a fantastic saxophonist, and he plays with Gregory Porter and Duke Special and Villagers.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's absolutely fantastic. He's actually famous for being the guy who plays saxophone in Love Actually in the church. So that's how people know him.
And is he living here now, near you?
He lives right across the road from me. So we struck up a friendship, and we used to meet for coffee, and I said to him, listen, I'm working on this track. Would you be interested in doing it? And I sent him the track, and he put his stuff down across the road. It was all done social distancing. And then the last piece of the puzzle we were missing was we needed backing vocals, a female backing vocalist.
Yeah.
And the only person I had at my disposal again was my lovely wife, Amy. So I came up to the sitting room and said, Ames, would you mind helping me out here? So she came down and did backing vocals. So the whole song was recorded by ourselves at home.
And had she sung before? I mean,
she'd never sung before, no.
Go away on that.
No, so, I think she'd done it in school, but, you know, I just love... The song means more to me now because it was done in such an organic way.
Yes, of course.
It was made at a time when we really needed to do something, and it was made by my family and friends as well, so...
Yeah, for sure. Now, you're also making a point on this. You're also making a point. It's time we learn to live. So you're actually taking the whole COVID thing, make it very personal. But obviously it's changed you and how you are and who you are over the last 18 months.
Yeah, I think it's changed. Well, I think it's changed everybody. I mean, I think it's definitely changed me. When I was living my life, and when I look back at the way I was living my life before pre-COVID, I didn't like what I was seeing. I think we are all kind of operating at this level above sustainability.
Mm.
I noticed it only when things started to slow down, you know. When just the first lockdown or second lockdown, when you're able to go for your 5K walks, everything, there's a slower pace in life, you know. And
but it's the appreciation of stuff that we had forgotten about, isn't it, really?
That's the thing. And yeah. I remember there was a point in the first lockdown I was taking my son. He was one and a half at the time, and, you know, he was still in the buggy, and we were walking around the area, going to a park, and you could start noticing, like, the trees blossoming, or you could see that the season's coming and going. Where I'd never really stopped to notice things like that before, you know?
Yeah.
And
but you see, we didn't have to be anywhere. We didn't have to be anywhere.
That's the thing. We didn't have to be anywhere. And maybe that's the way that we should be living our lives. You know, I certainly don't want to go back to the madness that we were living in beforehand, where it was just go, go, go. And you know, what at the end of the day, like, what is it all about? Like, what is this thing that we're calling life? You know, it goes by very, very quickly.
The thing that we've just come out of has
been a year and a half, and that's flown by. I know it felt like a long time at the time, but realistically, it just flew by.
Well, stay where you are. I want to play this because there's a great sentiment in it. I'm listening to you and the way you're talking about it and the passion that you're giving us. I expect your son will be... It's a little boy you have, isn't it?
Yes, Ted.
Ted. I expect he'll be on bass now, I'd say, in the next... That's nobody's clearly safe around Richie. Have a listen to this. This is called Learn to Live. Richie, stay where you are. I want to play it. Learn to Live, and it's under the moniker of Richie Dean Martin. This is Learn to Live.
Hey, listen to me, brother. Take my open hand. Walk with me in silence. Try to understand. So many years of growing, so much love left to give. Rivers keep on flowing. It's time we learn to live. 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 Oh, sister, sister, darling, help. help me sing my song. Teach the ones you know and love how to sing along. Our past has been a lesson, our future is a wish. This moment is a gift, so let's learn to live in it. And it's time we learn to live. It's time we learn to live. Left to give, great rivers keep on flowing. It's time we learn to live. The past has been a lesson, our future is a wish. This moment is a gift, so let's learn to live. And
time we learn to live. Time we learn to give. It's time we learn to live. It's time we learn to give.
I've got to tell you, it's a really fabulous piece of work. It's absolutely...
Thank you so much.
It really is. The style of it, sounds like you were on your holidays for a bit of it. Where did you get that from, that whole vibe that's in there? It's lovely.
It came about, again, it's just the nature of the way that it's come about is the thing that I love most about it. I was forced to use the instruments that I had at my disposal in the studio. Yeah, so I was actually helping a friend of mine. I'd started writing the song and I had the acoustic guitar. I write everything on acoustic guitar to begin with.
Yeah.
And I knew that I needed to put some percussion and stuff behind it, but I'm not a very good drummer.
Okay.
And I actually was helping a friend of mine, Connor. He was moving stuff out from... he has one of these
place to put things away, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He has one of those places and I was helping him in the second lockdown to move out to Greystones. And... he opened up anyway, pulled up the shutter, and there was a djembe. It's an African drum sitting right there. And I said to him, "Where did you get this?" He just told me the story. He's like, "Oh, I was in Africa a few years ago on a rugby tour. And, you know, I picked this up and it's great." And he picked it up and started playing it and it sounded amazing. And I said to him, I'm going to borrow that off you for a few weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So that's the way it came about. So I started using that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're playing an African drum, you've kind of gone down that road. And
well, it's like a tabla, isn't it? It's that
exactly.
Yeah.
So you know where to go with it then.
You'll be big in Mali if you keep this up. You realise that, don't you?
listen. If I'm big anywhere, I'd be happy about it.
But there is that. It's just absolutely gorgeous. I really love it. I think it's a great piece of work. And I love the fact that you're doing it on your own. You've taken you've grabbed the whole thing by the horns over the past 18 months and said, "Listen, this is what this is me."
Connecting
into that.
I mean, it's a win to be taken out of a strange situation.
You know, yeah. I'm still glad that Jamie is still in your life because he is your brother after all. I wouldn't like to
see... Yes, can't get away from him.
No, I wouldn't like to see that happen either. Listen, thank you so much for talking to us. Will you let us know what the other dates are?
We will do. Because
we'd love to go and see you. I know it's at the moment 60%, but look, that's going to change in a few weeks, please God.
That's it. We'll be back out again.
And you'll be on the road. And will you be able to bring Mr. Castle and his... and the saxophone with you.
Let him join the band. I'd really, really love that. I'm trying to coax him into it slowly but surely. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, well, if the guy can play, why wouldn't you? You know,
exactly.
His dad was a good player. His dad was a good trumpet player.
Oh, he's amazing. Yeah, absolutely.
So listen, Richie, keep the faith. My best to you and to Jamie, by the way, and Amy and all the gang. And I hope you don't mind. I want to play Postcards to finish because I love it. And I think it's a great song. It's one of my favourites from Cry Monster Cry over the years. So listen, keep the faith, and we'll talk again.
Will do, Marty. Thanks so much.
Not at all, Richie. My pleasure. Here is Cry Monster Cry. This is the song, Postcards. This is from Rhythm of Dawn, isn't it? I think it is. Anyway, take care.
Listening to Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM.